Okay, we are on that Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, bottom of the Amid, second to last line, end of the line. Gufa Amarav Ein Mavi Nitzer Belechi Bekera Ad Shiyu Bat Mechatzeres Pesuchim L'Seichay. So Shitas Rav is that the heter, the kula of matching a mavi with a mere lechi or with a mere kera, is only if you have two chatzeres which open up to the mavi, and each chatzer has to have two batim which open up to it, meaning it has to have a halachic, it has to be halachically defined as a mavi which requires batim and chatzeres psuchin v'seichi. That is Shitas Rav, and that is how we passed him. Now, Shmuel Amar Afilu Bayez Echad V'chatzer Achas. Now, you can even have on one side of the Mavoi a Bayez. You don't have to have two Chatzeres opening up to the Mavoi. On one side you have a Chatz, on the other side you have a Bayez. If you look at Rashi about 10 lines down, Bayez Echad V'chatzer Achas. Bayez B'lei Chatzer. So you can have a bias without a chotzer. That is Shita Shmuel. Rav Yechanan Amar Afilu Churva. Even Churva says Rashi Mikan, v'chotzer Mikan. Then chotzer le bias. He says you can even have a Churva on one side. You've got this dilapidated building structure. No one is actually living there at all. That's also fine. So Rav is the most machmir insofar as Rav requires the Mavi, which is a street, and the Mavi usually porous enters out into the Rishus HaRabim. The Mavi needs to have at least two Chatzeres on each side, each Chatzer having at least two Batim. That is Shitas Rav. Shmuel says, no, even if there's just a Bayis on the other side, Rav Yochanan says, even if there's just a Churva on the other side, that's also okay. So Rav Yechon seems to be so makel. Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yechon Afilu B'Shlosh Akramim. Would Rav Yechon be so makel to say even if you've just got a little path with vineyards around it? Rashi says Pasuch LaMavi Mikan V'Chatz Mikan. You've got a Shlosh Akramim on the other side of the Mavui, meaning nothing at all to do with Dira, nothing at all to do with Diras Adam. I mean, at least a bias of Shmuel or a churva of Rabbi Yochanan has also to do with bias, with living, with dira. A shvil shal kramim has nothing to do with dira. So asks a bias of Yosef, was Rabbi Yochanan so makel to allow the kula of mavi of lechi and kera, even if there's a shvil shal kramim on the other side? Amar lei leam Rabbi Yochanan ela b'churva. No. He said specifically by a churva, why? Because it is the chazi ladira. Excuse me, because it is roi ladira. Aval shvil shal kramim de la chazi ladira loy. Whereas a shvil shal kramim, which is not a place, which is a makam dira, so Rabbi Yochanan never said his din. Fine. Amr of Huna bar Chinanava Oz the Rabbi Yechanan Latame Rabbi Yechanan, who said what he said, meaning you have a Mavi, and you have a Chatz on one side of the Mavi, and on the other side of the Mavi you have a Churva. Rabbi Yechanan said that din, he is actually Oz the Latame. Oz the Rabbi Yechanan Latame, he's going according to his Shita. This man, we learned in the Mishnah, Amr Rabbi Shimon. Echad gagis, ve'echad chatzeres, ve'echad karfifes. Be it roofs, be it courtyards, be it other types of enclosures, rishus achas hein, they're considered to be one rishus, lekelim sheshavsu l'seichan, with regards to kelim which rested in them at the onset of Shabbos, v'le lekelim sheshavsu b'seich habayis, as opposed to kelim which resided in the house when Shabbos kicked in. So let's explain this. We've had this before, but very important halacha. So before we focus on the actual din of Rav Shimon, let's just make this distinction. The whole din, the whole requirement of Eruv Chatzeres states the following, as we've seen many times. That if I have my private domain, my private bias, and you've got your private bias, and we share a common area, of the chatzah. So takana shleimah was, we're not allowed to be mitzi from our bayis into the chatzah until we make eruv chatzeris. We have to make an eruv chatzeris because I'm going from private to semi-public, and you're going from your private to semi-public, and so on. Now, let's say I have a keli in the chatzah, and the keli has been in the chatzah, it stays in the chatzah. I don't know, let's say it is a chair. And it's a chair or it's a bench, and people move it around and about the chatzah from one side of the chatzah to the other side of the chatzah. Now, let's not forget, the whole thing is mukav mechitzis. So this chatzah is a rishus ayachad midyaraisa. Right? That's the aleph base. If it's not a rishus ayachad and it's a karmas or rishus arabim, obviously there's going to be problems to be metalful. Elamai, we're speaking about something which is a rishus ayachad yaraisa. And I have a chair which was in the chatzah, and it's been in the chatzah, it stays in the chatzah. So even if I'm not ma'ariv eruvei chatzeres, I'm allowed to be metal to the chair from one side of the chatzah to the other side of the chatzah. That's not a problem. The whole problem is the distinction, the shift, the contrast between private to semi-public. From my bias to the chatzah, from the chatzah to the bias, and from my bias to your bias also. But within the chatzah itself, there's no problem. Narvas, let's say you have a chair. Okay, so I'm allowed to take the chair and move it from one side of the chatzah to the other side of the chatzah. But I must be careful to make sure that I don't take the chair and bring it into the bais. Now, let's say there's a ball, and my kids are playing with a ball in the house. And I tell my kids, how many times have I told you not to kick the ball in the house? So what do? They take the ball and they chuck it out of the house into the chatzah. They chuck it out of the chatzah. So here we say that now you've got a problem, because being that that ball originated in the bias, so now I am going to be limited and restricted. I'm not allowed to go and be metal to that ball, because if this was a keli sheshavas b'seich habayis, it's a keli sheshavas b'seich habayis. So that is much more of a problem. So the whole din of eruv chatzeres is more for kelim which were in my bayis. I want to take into the chatzah. Kelim which were in the chatzah, I want to take in the bayis. I need to make eruv chatzeres. But kelim sheshavas to in the chatzah when on Friday, and I just want to move them from one side of the chatzah to the other side of the chatzah, I don't need eruv chatzeres for that. Comes along Rav Shimon. Now we can understand Rav Shimon. Let's just read it one more time. We are on Ayin Dal Amud Aleph, about 8 lines down. This man, Om Reb Shimon, Echad Gagris, Echad Chatzeres, Echad Kafifais, Rishus Achasein. Meaning we don't make a distinction between different types of semi-public areas, namely rooftops, courtyards, other enclosures, and therefore I can take from one rooftop and transfer the chair to another rooftop, and transfer it to a courtyard, and transfer it to an enclosure, transfer it to another rooftop. It's all considered to be Rishus Achas, Lekelim Sheshav Silaseichon, the Kelim which originated on the rooftop, in the Chatzar, on Friday when Shabbos came in, that's not a problem. I just can't take Kelim which were in the bias when Shabbos came in. That is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now, Amar Rav, and on that, Rav said, Halachik Rabbi Shimon. Rav said, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but with one proviso. The who? Shalai Irvu. This is providing that an Eruv was not made. Meaning, imagine this is my hand is, you're looking at a sky view, and this is the top of the roof. Right, this is the top of a roof, and there's another top of a roof. Or let's make it even simpler. This is a chatzer, and this is a chatzer. Sky view. Now, says Rav Shimon, you're allowed to be metal to an item from one chatzer to another chatzer. There's three houses over here, there's three houses over here. It's not a problem. If there was a chair which was originated in this chatzer, the other adjacent chatzer can say, Chevra, do you mind if we borrow one of your chairs? Right, we need another chair in our chatzah. No problem. You can go take the chair, drag it across from one chatzah to the other chatzah. Why? Says Rav Shimon, because anyway, these are semi-public areas. These are somewhat communal areas. And there was never a din of Eruvi Chatzeris from one chatzah vis-a-vis another chatzah. Says Rav, when do we allow this? It's providing that this chatzah itself did not make a Eruvi Chatzeris with its respective batim. With its batim. Meaning to say as follows. You have a chatzah with three houses over here, and you have another chatzah with three houses on this side. So let's think about this for a second. If chatzah number one made a Eruvi Chatzeris, so what does that mean practically? It means that one of the batim might take a chair which originated in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, placed it now in the chatzah. Now, there's a chashash that I might take that chair and I might drag it across into the second chatzah. Hey, you can't do that unless you are ma'arev and you join the two chatzahs together. So when does Rabbi Shimon say that echad gavis, echad chatzahs, echad karfifis, they're considered to be one rishus, and you can take a chair from a chatzah to a gag, to a karfif, to a chatzah, to a gag, to a chatzah, to a gag, because we don't differentiate between these non-private rishuyos. That's only if there's no concern that the item which you find in the chatzah may have originated in the house. But if they made Eruv HaTzeres, the batim in this chatzah made Eruv HaTzeres, in which case it could be that they brought a bench from their bedroom, from their living room, into the chatzah, and now if I take the bench from chatzah number one to chatzah number two, it's a problem. So Rav says, we make a takana, we ask her, we limit Rav Shimon, and we say, when do we allow you to take from chatzah to gag, to karfif, to chatzah, to karfif, and so on? It's providing that no eruv was made. So let's see this inside from Rav Alach Rav Shimon, v'hushle eruvu, avo eruvu gazrin and dil ma'asa lapuke mani debatim l'chatzah. But if one of the chatzeris was ma'ariv the batim, and now there's a concern that Dilma Asil Afuki Mani the Batim Chatzer, that maybe they'll be might see one of the Kalim in the Batim into the Chatzer, then you're not able to do so. Whereas Shmuel Am Rabbein Yirvu Ben Layirvu, Vechan Am Rabbi Yechan Alach Rav Shimon Yirvu Ben Layirvu, both Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say, whether or not you are ma'ariv, you're still able to be mitzi mibay, mi chotzer, lachotzer, lachotzer, lagag, lachotzer, lakarfev, lagag, lachotzer, no problem whatsoever. Pirish, says Rabbi Yechanan, I'm not concerned that if we allow a person to be mitzi a chair from chotzer number one to an adjacent chotzer, ooh, maybe this chair originated in one of the batim, and now, kumtois, you are in essence taking a chair which originated in the bayis, which is shaykh to chatzah number one, and you're taking it to chatzah number two. I'm not concerned about that, says Rabbi Yechanan. Says the Gemara, says Rav Huna bar Chinina, azda Rabbi Yechanan latamei. Meaning Rabbi Yechanan, who says that even if the mavi has a chatzah on one side and a churva on the other side, I'm not concerned that if we allow you to fix up the mavi with a lechi or a kora, maybe you'll end up taking something from the one of the batim, and you'll end up taking it to the churva, and so on. That's what the Gemara says, that I'm not concerned that you might end up taking a keli which originated in the house through the mavoy into the churva. I'm not concerned. Shmuel, you see that Shmuel, just like Shmuel, is mekel legabe in the dinner of Shimon, that you can take mechatzah, legag, lechatzah, lekarfif, legag, lechatzah, and so on. And I'm not concerned that maybe you might end up taking a keli which originated in the bayis. I'm not concerned. Shmuel is going lishitase over here, that he says if you have a mavi with a chatz on one side with batim, and a churv on the other side, that if we matter this mavi, you're going to end up taking a keli which was shavas bebayis, duch the chatz, duch the mavi, and you're going to end up taking it into the churva. I'm not concerned. So Rabbi Yechan's cool over here is lishitase. Al kopanim, we have over here a three-way machlekes. We have Rav who says, and this is what we've been saying throughout Masechta, and this is how we paskin, and we read at the Shulchan Aruch, that the kula, the big kula of a mavi, remember, mavi were very maker. Remember, mavi, it's a street. Mavi has got lots of people walking through it. Rav says, the kula of a mavi, you can take a very insignificant, 1 meter or 80 centimeter high, lechi, and you can matter tiltal in the mavui, is providing that it's got two chatzeres which open up to it, and each chatzer respectively has got two batim which open up to it. That is Rav. Rabbi Yechon Shmuel was able to say, if you've got a bias on the other side of the mavui, you don't have a second chatzer, and Rabbi Yechon was able to say, even if you have a churva on the other side, and we said we pass him like Rav. Now, says the Gemara, Yosef Rebruna v'kamala l'hashmaita. Rebruna was sitting, and he was saying over this din of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, even if you have a bias and a chatzah, you don't need to have two chatzahs, even a bias is good enough. So he was saying over the shita of Shmuel. So, Amalei Rebbe Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said to Rebruna, Barbi Rav, Yeshiva Bachar, Amr Shmuel Hachi, do you really mean to tell me that Shmuel said this din? What, you don't need to have two chatzeros opening up to the mavui? Amalein, he said, yeah, Hitaka said this. So Amalei, Achvili Shvizei, show me the host's house where Shmuel is staying. I, says Rashi, two lines in the bottom, the Ezel, the Shaila, the Shmuel. I want to ask Shmuel. You know, you hear something b'shem a gadol, ech galeib das nisht. I don't believe it. I want to ask him myself if he said this. I would like to know if he actually said this himself. So, achvilei. So, Rav Bruna showed him where Shmuel was staying. Aselikam de Shmuel. Amalei, Sir Vazis said, Amamar hachi. Did you say that there's no requirement of two chatzeros which spill out into the mavui? You can have even a bias on one side. Frekt Rabbi Elazar to Shmuel, v'hamaru da amar. But I thought you said, Eimon ebe Erevin alakol shen mishmasenu. I thought you said that when it comes to Erevin, we always have to go with the lashon of the Mishnah. And we cannot deviate. And what does the Mishnah say? Shehamavoy lechatzei rois kechatzer lebatim. A mavoy is to chatzei rois in the plural, meaning a mavoy is to its chatzei rois, what a chatzer is to its batim. So you see that the halachic definition of a mavoy is if it has two chatzei rois. Zak Rashi, Shamav lechatzer is daikin and lishna de chatzer rois, but lechatzer. So how could you Shmuel paskin that you don't need to have two chatzer rois? You're not being true to your own shita. So ishtik, Shmuel is quiet. Now says the Gemara, kibli mine. Does that mean Shmuel was makabel what Rabbi Elazar asked, and Shmuel was chayzer, he retracted? And if so, there is a Shmuel would now agree to Rav, you need to have two chatzeros. Was that the reason why he was quiet? We know the other reason why he could be quiet is because he held the kashas nishkin kasha. You didn't ask a good kasha, I'm not even going to bother to respond. It's not a good kasha. So that is the shayla of the Gemara. Was he in the Kabbal or was he not in the Kabbal? Tashma, dahu amivua, dahavi dairba evas bar'i. There was a mavui, and in this mavui, a yid called Avos Bar Ihi lived. Ovid lay lechaya. He made a lechi, the Shali Shmuel. He made a lechi, and he asked Shmuel if what he did was correct. And Shmuel said, yeah, it was good. Now, Asta Rav Anan, Shadye. Rav Anan came along, and he was mapalit. He chucked it down. Rashi says, hippala lechi. Now, Rashi points out, Asa Rav Anan la'achar mois Shmuel. Meaning, Rav Anan would have never done this in the lifetime of Shmuel. But after Shmuel's petira, Rav Anan said, you know what? This is not Peseder. To matter this mavoi in the way that was done with a lechi, to give it the coolers of a regular mavoi, no, it's no good. And he chucked it down. Now, if you look at Rashi, let's just look at the next. Okay, let's just read one more line in the Gemara first. Let's see Keseder. So also Rav Anan Shadi. So he chucked it down. So this fellow, where are we? Avos Ba'ihi. So Avos Ba'ihi said, Amar, Mavur D'dayanabe. So what, the Mavi which I live, Asina Mishmi D'may Shmuel. And, you know, it was Gepaskin, there are Shmuel Paskin on this Mavoi, that a lechi, you can mount it with a lechi. Nasi Rav Anan Barav Neshadye Man, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to chuck the lechi, you're going to get rid of it. How could you do such a thing? Says Rashi Neshadye Man, Yashlichenu Mimenu. Or Mimeni, some of the gear, say you're gonna go ahead and get rid of it. Says Rashi, why did Rav Anan do this? Umishum de lehavi be ela bayis vechotzer asar leikarav. What's the reason why Rav Anan did what he did? Is because there was only a bayis and a chotzer, and therefore he held that Rav would have acid it. I mean, the Gemara says that it was, who was the one who did this? It says that, Anan bar Rav came along, so certainly if he's the son of Rav, it would make sense that he held that he should uphold his father's psak after the Petir of Shmuel. But Al Kaponim, Avis said, why would you go ahead and do this if Shmuel, who was the Marda Asra, he paskened on this and he mounted it? Now there is an interesting shaila. Do we have any rayas from here if a Talmud Chacham doesn't hold of the Erev in Shtot? And, is the Talmud Chacham allowed to take the law into his own hands? And we see over here why Rav Anan came down and he chucked the lechi. He got rid of the lechi. He passed all the Erev. But what's interesting to note is that you see that he didn't dare to do this in the lifetime of the Marad Asra. He didn't dare to do this when Shmuel was alive. He didn't go around and start to chaper with the Erev and to start to remove the lechi. But once Shmuel was no longer alive, and especially if we're saying Rav Anan bar Rav means he was the son of Rav, which Lucher is what it's saying, that then maybe held now that, you know, one has to defer to the psak of my father. That's why he did what he did. Al Kopanim, what do we see over here? It says the Gemara, Shmamina loikim l'minei. So you see that Shmuel was never mekabel the taina of Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because you see during the entire lifetime of Shmuel, he paskined as per his psak. What was his psak? That even if you don't have two chatzeirois, which open up to the mavoi, it's still going to be mutter. Because it was like that the whole lifetime of Shmuel until his Petira. And after his Petira, then Rav Anan went ahead and he changed it. But Vaistais, the whole life of Shmuel, he held you could matter the Mavoi with a lechi. So you see that Shmuel was never chayze. Shmaino lekib l'minei. Says the Gemara, lav davka, that you have a raya. La'olam eimalacha kib l'minei. Really, I'll tell you that maybe Shmuel was mekabel. Rebbe Elazar's taina. Remember, Rebbe Elazar says, "Ein lanu be'erven elokil shein mishnah seinu shaham mavui lechatzeres." And you need to have at least two chatzeres which open up to a mavui. Riyata Yuz Mekabel from him. Vahacha Chazana Udahavi Achal Namba Mebese. There were other individuals, and there was in fact a second chatzer. What happened over here is there was a chazan who would eat his bread in his house, the osi bayis, and he would sleep the beit knishta, and he would sleep in the local shul. Now the avas bari savar makayim pita garim. Avas held that the ikur kvias is where you eat. And he ate in his house. And Shmuel atameh, the Amar makayim lina garim. Shmuel held that the ikur garim is the place where you sleep. And really what happened is, there was this shamish who used to come and sleep in the shul. So, like the Rishonim explained, that there were in fact two chatzeris over here, and there was this chazan who ate in one place, slept in another place, and Avis thought that the Ikar place is where he eats, in which case you see that Shmuel matted it, and therefore there's no reason why Yerav Anan should go ahead and make any macha. But really what happened is that after the Petira of Shmuel, the Chazan never came anymore, and being that the Ikar Gerim is the place where you sleep, and he wasn't sleeping there anymore, then you no longer had two chatzeres, because he was never living there anymore. If you look at Rashi says that v'havi chazana, there was a chazan. That's the reason why Shmuel matted the chazana havi achalname bebeisi shahayalei b'makamachem. He used to eat in his house and he would sleep in the shul. V'asi bais bebei kenishta. Davi pasuach lu mevua. V'hashta kishadi rav anan. So when Rav Anan threw down the lechi, it's because the chazan post the Petira of Shmuel would no longer come in to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. So Avos Ba'is Savor de Shmuel La Mishim Chazana Sharye. He thought that the reason why Shmuel matted was not because of the chazan, the Mekim Pita Gurim, because after all, he used to eat elsewhere. He used to eat in a different location. And nevertheless, Shmuel mattered. V'hu le'avi achol b'bei k'nishta. Where Shmuel atameh amr makim lina gerem v'havalu shtei chatzeres. In which case, really and truly, there were two chatzeres. Because to the extent that the chazan slept in the shul, now that became the makim dira. And in fact, the logistics and the structure of the Mavi was now considered that you actually had a Mavi which opened up into two Chatzeres. You don't necessarily have a Raya that Shmuel didn't retract. Maybe Shmuel did retract. Maybe Shmuel does hold like Rav. And Lamaisa, we said that this is certainly how we pass, and we know that how we pass like Rav in this din, and the Mavi needs to open up to two Chatzeres. And it could be that not only is it Shitas Rav, but it's also Shitas Shmuel. Says the Gemara,
it is actually permitted to eat in the Beit HaKnesset. The Beit HaKnesset is Beit HaMidrash, I suppose you can eat, but Beit HaKnesset, isn't it?
Here we're saying that he ate in his house and he slept in the Beit HaKnesset. I mean, you can ask the same question, because you're not supposed to sleep in a Beis HaKnesses either. I mean, we mentioned the Beis HaMedrash. You are allowed to eat and certainly sleep. Certainly, Shenas Arai. Beis HaKnesses is a bit more Hamor. But we also mentioned that the Batei Knesiyah Shebebavo Al Tnai Heim, and therefore we make a Tnai, and that's the reason why even if something is considered to be a Beis HaKnesses, we are makel to sleep in them. To eat in them and so on. So maybe it has to do with the fact that it was done but tonight. I'll call upon him. So we're saying, well, we're coming out Ladina, like Rav, that a Mavi is only Mutter if you've got two, Hatzeres and two Batim, which open up into the Hatzeres. Good. Says the Gemara weiter, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mavui Shetzile Echad Eved Kechavim. Shetzile Echad Yisrael, Ein Ma'arvin Oisei Derech Chaloneis, La'atirei derech psachim lemavli. So what's going on here? Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Tzide echad nachri, v'tzide echad Yisrael, u'mavui b'neihem." So if you can, well, let's just see the next Rashi. You see the diagram. Ein ma'arvin oisay derech halenes, lahatir derech psachim lemavli. Meaning, im yesh bati Yisrael es etzel beisishol Yisrael ze psuches lishes arabim v'le lemavli. So if you look at the diagram, you've got, it says Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. And you've got the chatzar of the Yisrael, which is adjacent to the Mavli. So then you've got the two other chatzeres shel Yisrael, which open up to each other, but they are not spilling out into the Mavli. They open up into the Rishus Arabim. And then on the other side of the Mavli, you have the chatzar of the Akum. So again, one more time, says Rashi, Im yesh bati Yisrael eitzel beisishol Yisrael zeh, psuchas v'shis alab, v'lei lemavli, the chalein is b'neihem, and they've got windows between them. So we say, Ein ma'arvim zeim zeh, derech chalein is zeim, lahitzi keleim lemavli, derech pischi shol zeh, shepesuch lemavli. You're not allowed to be ma'arev one with the other through the chalenes, in order to be mitzi kelim lemavli. So let's say you have someone, a Yisrael, who lives in the far corner, in the most pnimi area, and he wants to take his keli out into the mavli. So that we say that you're not allowed to do so in order to be mitzi into the mavli. You're not able to do so. Fine, so that is the din of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. I'm going to try and understand exactly the pshat. So, Amar Le Abaya Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Afilu B'chatzer. Did Rav say his din even if there was a chatzer instead of the mavoi? In other words, basically look at the same diagram, but instead of having a mavoi there, we're going to look at it and view it as if there was a chatzer there. Says Rashi, Amar Rav Afilu Chatzer, meaning Yisro v'nachri darim ba. So you have a Yid and a Goy who are living in it. Ubati Yisro, again, the same thing. Eitzel Beis Hashal Yisrael Zer, Pesuch Zer Shisham Alev Chatzer. The exact same configuration. It's just that instead of the Mavui being between the Yisrael and the Akum, it is a Chatzer. So he said, did Rav say Afilu v'chatzer she'osur la'ariv derech chalenois la'hoitzi keleim derech beitzish olzeh l'chatzer? Did he say the same thing that in such a case that you're not able to be mitzi into the chatzer? So Amalei in, he said, yeah, said Rabbi Yosef, that Rav said the same thing, that you're not allowed to kind of make an Erev Chatzei race through these chalenes for the sake of being mitzi the kelim from one chatzah through the outer bias into the chatzah which borders the where the Yid and the Goy live. He said, yeah, Rav said the same thing. I mean, there's no reason to differentiate between if there's a mavoi between or if there is a chatzah between. And says Rabbi Yosef, di loy amar mai, meaning even if Rav didn't say explicitly his din with regards to a chatzah, but mai, why would you think that there would be any difference? Says Rashi, di loy amar at the chatzah, mai tezik adaitcha the lishtani chatzah mimavi, meaning why would you differentiate between this case? Ultimately, we're saying that you're not able to be mitzi from the inner chatzeres, through the chalein, to go out, be it if there's a mavi in between, be it if there is a chatz in between. So why would you think to differentiate? So to which Abai said, I'll tell you why we think there is a chilek. Have a mean a time at the Rav Mishum de Ksava Ein Movi Nitzer Belechi Vekara Adshiu Batam Chatzeres Pesuchim Maseichai. Maybe the reason why is because here, because you have a Nachri who lives on the other side of the Mavoi, so that Chatzer of the Nachri is not considered to be a Dira. As we've mentioned, that Diras Nachri is not considered to be a Dira. And therefore, I would think that that's the reason why you're not allowed to be ma'ariv the various batim. Oops, lost connection. Rashi says, batim chatzeres p'suchim maseichai v'hacha chada chatzeru d'psichalei. There's really only one chatzer which opens up to this mavoi. Again, looking at our diagram, we have on the left chatzer akum, and the chatzer of an akum. Says Rashi, the Diras Nachri, Lav Shma Dira. The Dira of the Nachri is not considered to be a Dira. So I would have said that the reason why, the only reason why Rav said what he said, that you're not able to be Ma'ariv, Derech the Chalonais, is simply because this is not considered to be a Mavui-like structure. It's not a Mavui structure. Because we have said many a time that in order to be a Mavui, you need to have two chatzeres which open up to it, and you only have one. Are you telling me that's not true because there's the chatzer of the akum? But no, diras akum loishma dira, and therefore that is not actually considered to be a dira. So maybe that's what Rav was coming to stress, and that's what Rav meant, and he meant specifically that if there is a mavui, then the mavoi does not have a terez din mavoi because you need to have two chatzeres which open up to it. Ah, you'll ask, if so, for 1 second, frag the Gemara, v'tarti lamali, but if that is pshat and Rav, so why would Rav need to reiterate something which he's already said? I mean, Rav has explicitly said that ein mavoi niter ella b'shtei with chatzeres, like we saw at the top of Amud Aleph. So why would Rav need to kind of, why would Rav, we're saying over this din of Amar Vidim Rav, if the underpinnings of that statement of Rav is based on the fact that you need to have two chatzeres which open up to it, why would Rav need to say the same thing again? And that says the Gemara, no, it's Richa. I do need Rav to say it again, because the email he had it been from the first statement, Hava mina diras akum shma dira. I wouldn't necessarily know the diras akum loy shma dira, meaning if it was only for the original statement of Rav and Ayin Dalam and Aleph at the top of the page, that ain mavi nitzer until you have two chatzeres and two batim open up to it, I would say, okay, great. As long, I mean, it's a structural concept. If I have a mavoi with two courtyards which open up to it, das heißt the mavoi. Mali, they're voint in the mavoi. I don't care who lives there. I don't care if Yisraelim live there, if Nachrim live there. As long as you have two chatzeres which open up to the mavoi, that it's a din in the structure. So again, dima I have a mean a diras akum shmadira. I would say diras akum shmadira. Kamash malon. That's why I need Rav to explicitly speak about our case. And our case, Rav is saying, is if on one side you have Yisraelim, on the other side you have a chatzer shel akum, that you're not able to do so. And now I understand the diras akum le shma dira, and in which case it is considered for all intents and purposes that the mavi opens up to only one chatzer, in which case you're not able to mat the mavi with a lechir akira because you don't have two chatzeres opening up to it. Now the e mehachan, had it only been from the din over here, the Rav said his din, I wouldn't necessarily know the din that ain mavi nitzav alecha v'kerach yubat machatzeres p'suchim maseichai. Why? Because havamina lo yodana batim kama. I wouldn't necessarily know how many batim you need. Kamashmalan, that batin is train, that houses mean two, says Rashi in the top line, kolemer, e meha, if it had been from the statement of Rav Yehuda Merav over here. However, mina, I would say, nihi, the v'chatzeres shamin and mina, the taitis tagi, at least now you have to have two chatzeres, because that was the case over here. Midinokit see the echad akum, hotavayu yisraelim shari, right, avobatim lo yodana kama lechotzer would know necessarily how many houses you need to have in every chotzer. Maybe a mavi is a mavi if it's got two chotzeres, and each chotzer's got one bias. Maybe that would be good enough. Maybe that's what I would have said. Kamash malon from Rav on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. Kamash malon to betrain shari. So now, hashta da amarav afilo chotzer. So now, Rav, now that Rav is teaching us that the din applies, afilo chotzer. So time of the Rav, the kasava asala says yachid b'makom evik kechavim. So what in essence now is the pshat in Rav and what he's teaching us? Because that's what I could have said was the reason of Rav, and that's why I, Abai, was asking you, Rabbi Yosef, did Rav say what he said, even in a chotzer? So let's just remind ourselves of the Shakvataya. Now, Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, did Rav say what he said even by a chotzer? So Rabbi Yosef said, sure, why not? Why would you think otherwise? So Abai says, no, you might have said that the reason why Rav said what he said is because a movi is not nit unless it's got two chatzeris. And there is akam leishmandira. Ah, you'll ask me, why did Rav need to say both statements? I'll tell you why Rav needed to say both statements. In which case, I am justified in my original question asking as to whether or not Rav said his din even by a chatzer. So now that it's mavur, the Rav's statement was even by a chotzer, which opens up to two batim. So what is the pshat in Rav? It's not necessarily a mavi dikadin. It's not coming to tell me the halachic prerequisites of what is a mavi. Hashadom Rav afilo chotzer. Time of the Rav, the kasavra asalas is yachav makam evig yachavim. The pshat in Rav, why are you not supposed to do this? You're not supposed to encourage this type of a residence. Meaning, again, the case is that you've got the Akam on one side of the Chatzer, and then you've got Yisrael, and then other Yisraelim on either sides. We're saying, we don't want you being Ma'arev, we don't want to encourage this type of a setup. Rashi says, three lines down, Oser Lasseis, what's the back over here? Oser Lasseis Yachid, Lodur, B'makom Akam, Shaloi Yilmid Mimasov. That he shouldn't come to learn from his ways. Therefore, the others should not be ma'arev with him. This way, the guy is left to himself. He is by himself. No one else is going to be doing anything with him, being ma'arev with him. This way, so the reason why Rav said what he said, even in a chotzer, is because he wanted to dissuade this type of living arrangement. Says the Gemara, as the Gemara concludes, Rabbi Yosef, meaning through this Shakavataya with his Talmud Abaya, so Rabbi Yosef said, I hachi, hainu deshamana leiler tavla, the amar akum akum tre zimnin. So now that you've said what you've said, and you've explained the din of Rav, not only by Mavi, but even by Chotzer, now I understand what Rav Tavla was saying. Rav Tavla said, Akum Akum Trei Zimni, meaning a Mavi which one side opens up to a Nachi, one side to Yisrael. And he also said, another case of Akum, V'lo Yudana Mai Omer, and I wasn't quite following, why did he need to say it twice? But now I know that one of them was speaking about the din mavi, one of them is speaking about the din of a chotzer. Rashi says, the shaman leiler tava de omer bahamil said the rav, akam akam tri zimni, v'lo yudana maika omer. Hashtavadi Mefarsh Lamol said the Rav, Havi was clearly coming to explain the statement of Rav that Mavoi should see the Echad Akum, Ein Ma'arvan Esai, Mishum the Asalas, Es Yachid, the Makam Akum. You're not allowed to make a Yachid B'makam Akum. Meaning to, or Lashon Acha, Chad L'mavoi, Chad L'chatz. So one was coming to tell me the din of Mavoi, one is coming to tell me the din of a Chatzar, that Rav was coming to dissuade this type of a living arrangement where there's only one Yisrael who opens up into the Mavoi, and next to him is an Akum. We don't really want that type of living arrangement because it's too close for comfort. And this is considered to be a case where maybe he's going to come to learn from his actions. And therefore we don't want to allow this Yisrael to be able to be Ma'arev. And therefore we're going to discourage and disable the other Yisraelim who are his neighbors from being Ma'arev with him. And this ultimately will cause the Yisrael not to want to live in the same Mavi together with the Akum.